Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We had more drama to discuss here. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Max. Joe Fortenbaugh joining us right now, ESPN Daily Wager on the Goodyear Hotline. Because, Joe, you need to be in on this discussion here. Because, I mean, Key just loves starting trouble.
How do I start trouble?
Because we're talking about foot. We're a week
away. See the way he frames it, Key? See the way he frames it, Key? It's messed up.
Is it, though? I mean, am I wrong?
Joe, it's more like starting a conversation.
I think it's an accurate portrayal.
I'm just trying to understand.
We're a week away from Thanksgiving, and you keep arguing about food.
No, I'm not arguing. I'm having conversations about different taste buds and preparations of food in different cultures of how and what is at the table for African Americans versus
y'all.
Whites or y'all or whatever y'all
that's how you always
want me to say. Y'all.
That's what y'all eat.
And those are the conversations that I'm
y'all.
Having. I'm just trying to understand because as I set my mind, I'm going to, you know, I'm preparing.
Yeah, I am too.
As I'm going to friends' houses, a house, better yet, I'm only going to one house, and we're all gathering.
Yes.
And I already kind of know what is going to be there for them.
The menu.
Oh. And I know what I'm bringing, and I know what other people are bringing. So I just ask the simple questions.
All right.
That's all.
First and foremost, dressing or stuffing? What is it?
It's stuffing for me.
Yeah, it's stuffing.
I don't want to see a red box. If
Joe?
I see a red box on the counter, it's
stuffing. It is stuffing for me as well.
Okay, so we're all in agreement there.
Yeah.
Wait, Joe, I got one for you, Joe. Sweet potato pie or pumpkin pie?
Ooh.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah, see, it's going to stay in the corner.
It's not yet.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's going to stay in the corner.
Why?
I can't touch it.
Why can't do it?
What are you talking about?
Heather Dennis did the same thing last year, Key. I can't rock with it.
Pumpkin pie.
It's not my thing.
Why not?
It's gross.
Have you ever had it?
Joe, you put whipped cream on it, Joe?
Little whipped cream.
I do the whole thing, yeah, whipped cream and all that. And it's a once-a-year thing because I think this is where we get bogged down in the argument. Right now, I think we're having the argument between whether or not pumpkin pie is good or not. For me, and I think for a lot of people, it's the one time of year you're having it. So whether or not I like it, it's just a delicacy for that day. You're not going to see me eating pumpkin pie on July 4th, I'll tell you that much.
But I'll tell you what, if you made it, I would.
Okay, then that's a guy who loves pumpkin pie.
You're not really getting a pumpkin in July to make a pumpkin pie.
Joe, do you like cranberry sauce?
Oh, here we go.
I'll have some cranberry sauce, yeah.
Do you want it ocean spray or do you want it homemade?
I would prefer homemade in just about any category, yes.
See, I'm ocean spray. I need the ridges off the can. Yeah. I need to open both cans from both sides, shake it out, and I need to slice it on the ridges right there, nice and easy. Yeah. I need the gel and everything.
Same.
Yeah, I'm not.
Joe, have you had a sweet potato pie before?
I have, yes.
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it. You guys are putting me to the test here, and you don't want to guess who's going to come on and dance and tell you that I love both, and it's a really tough decision.
No,
we're going to make some serious
last one for
business
you, though, Joe.
Decisions here.
Here's the last one for you. You like catfish?
Not particularly.
Okay, do you like fish in general?
No, that's the thing. I grew up with a fish allergy that I recently kicked
Joe,
in the last
year.
No
explanation, Joe. Okay.
All right. Well, then. All right.
Thanks,
Key. Scrap that one. No, he doesn't eat fish.
Poor Joe now is like, you made him have
well,
to
here's,
reveal
here's
something
Well, here's the thing. I'm open to suggestions because in the last few years, the allergy disappeared. So I've been stepping into the world of seafood. I know it sounds crazy. I'm big on the crab cakes these days.
Ooh,
big on the crab cakes.
Good crab
Had some halibut not too long ago. I'm big on that as well. But I understand
the
if there's some way I should prepare catfish, I'm happy to listen and happy to give it a try.
Well,
I'm assuming you're going to recommend the beer battered version.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, I can't believe you said that.
I got to get out of here.
I can't believe you said that, Joe.
Turn in
the beer batter version.
Joe. Joe. No.
Yes.
It has to be fried, pan fried in cornmeal. No damn beer batter.
All right.
What about blackened? What about blackened catfish?
Blackened's fine, but we're trying to eat very, very unhealthy. And we want to pan fry it in.
Wait. If you're going unhealthy, very, very unhealthy, we are beer battering it.
No.
100%.
Yes.
Beer batter is so gross.
Play it.
Fish and chips.
Hey,
get out of here.
This segment brought to you by Lipitor. Remember to take your Lipitor every chance you get.
Well done, Joe. Well done. Oh, man. All right. I guess let's get to business then, shall we? Joe Fortenbaugh joining us right now from ESPN Daily Wager. Let's go through some games with you as we do each week. So let's start with Green Bay at Minnesota. Green Bay laying 2 we have so far, and the over-under at 49.
So interesting matchup here with the Packers as a small favorite taking on the Vikings in this game. Minnesota, the key factor with them is always going to be how they play at home versus on the road. Defensively, they're one of the best in the business when they play at home. They really ride that crowd noise. They're giving up just 17 points per game at home. That's third best in the NFL. When they go on the road, it's a different story. They rank 28th in scoring defense when playing on the road. They're giving up about 29 points per game. That's good news for a guy like Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, who are back healthy, playing good football as of late. I haven't seen a whole lot of movement on this point spread since it hit the board. I think the public's going to be all over Green Bay. If it somehow finds its way to three, which I doubt will happen, I think the pros will come back on Minnesota.
This is always a tough one for me because Minnesota's at home against the Green Bay Packers. Minnesota this year in particular hasn't played that great at home, especially Kirk Cousins. But for whatever weird reason, I believe that they're going to win this football game. And it's not going to be nearly as a blowout as most people probably would think. I think it's going to be one of those games where people look and go, oh, Kirk Cousins actually can play football.
All right, Joe. Cincinnati laying 1 at Las Vegas, over under 49.5.
Game open as a pick'em, so there was essentially no point spread. You just had to pick the winner, and then the money came in on Cincy and moved it to -1. Not a huge surprise there. Cincinnati off the bye. They've lost a couple in a row, so this is a good get-right spot for them. For the Raiders, what do we make of them? I think some of us have been waiting the last few weeks, possibly months, for the inevitable implosion with everything that's happened to that organization, combined with the fact that the last 2 years, they've done a really good job of breaking from the gates early and then collapsing in the second half of the season. And it looks like that's what's happening now. Getting beat by the Chiefs, nothing wrong with that. Getting humiliated at home on Sunday Night Football by the Chiefs, that's a different story. And to combine that with a loss at New York against the Giants the week before, who were ravaged by COVID in that game, it looks like the wheels are starting to come off the bus. You do have some value here on the Raiders, considering you don't have to lay any points for them playing at home. I would probably be looking to Cincinnati to get right here. It feels like the Raiders are starting to come unglued.
Yeah, the Raiders do look like they're starting to come unglued, although I think the glue will get sticky in Las Vegas this weekend for the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals Raising. Will all of a sudden start to bundle bingo again. We've seen them over the last couple of weeks struggle, and now coming off a bye, going to Las Vegas, all of those sort of things, I think you see Derek Carr and the rest of this team finally take another step because the division is within reach.
All right, the next game we'll do here, Keith's favorite team, the Cardinals. They're laying 2.5 at Seattle, an over-under of 48 in this game, guys.
So this one opened Arizona -1 and quickly shot up to 2.5. Main reason for that is twofold. Look at what we saw from Russell Wilson last week. He was back against Green Bay, but was he? It looks like that finger injury could be something that lingers. You got to get used to how the ball comes off the hand. You got to dial back in your accuracy, your timing, your precision. That could take some time here, and this is not the opponent you want to be tinkering with to try to get right. Arizona stumbled as of late. They've dealt with some injuries, but it looks like from this point spread move, we should expect to see Kyler Murray back this weekend. There used to be a time where you'd be terrified to bet against the Seahawks when playing at home. Not anymore. They're 1-3 at home this season. Tennessee went in and beat them. The Rams went in and beat them. The Saints went in and beat them. The only win they have at home is against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So money coming in on Arizona. I'd expect some resistance if this got up to 3, and that's where Seattle money would show up in the market.
You know, I can't see where coming back for Russell Wilson. I know he had a stinker in Green Bay, but coming back up in Arizona, up in Seattle, you know, you probably get a little tropical storms, a little rain coming down, a little mist, all those sort of things in that stadium with the 12th man. And whether or not Kyler Murray plays in his game, I can't see where Seattle is going to surrender to Colt McCoy minus DeAndre Hopkins at home in Seattle when they desperately need a win.
All right, Joe, Indianapolis at Buffalo, over under 50. Buffalo, 7-point spread.
All right, so if you like the Colts, or I should say if you like the Bills in this situation, you're probably going to want to make that purchase sooner rather than later. The game opened with the Bills as a 7-point favorite. It's remained there all week, but all indicators are that if it moves, it's going to move to Buffalo -7.5 before it moves to Colts +6.5, all right? So that's the key for that game. What do we make of this Indianapolis offense? I found myself betting on a lot of their games recently, so I've been watching them closer than maybe some other teams. If you can pressure Carson Wentz, it's over. That's it. It's over. I mean, I watched it last week against Jacksonville. They jumped up 17-0 on the riding a blocked punt for a touchdown, and then the offense completely shut down. They couldn't run the ball. They were very vanilla. They were very predictable. Carson Wentz was under fire all day. You're going to go to the Ralph in November against a really good Bills team, and you're telling me Wentz is going to be able to communicate out there and figure out what he needs to do? I don't know. They're going to be able to bring the pass rush. Not saying I'd lay the full seven, but for those who like six-point teasers, I think this is an excellent six-point teaser play. You bring it all the way down to one. You just need to cover the one. You team it up with another team. It would be Dallas. Take them from 2.5 up to 8.5. That's your six-point teaser of the week.
Yeah, I got to look at it and say to myself, I think when you look at this football game, it's one of those deals where who's gonna come out on top, right? Is it going to be KC? Is it going to be Dallas? Like, which team in the end?
We're not there yet.
Well, that's what he just said. Oh, which game was it?
Buffalo.
Oh, Buffalo game. Oh, Indianapolis, Buffalo. For some reason, I looked up and saw.
Yeah, he updated the screen.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Indianapolis, Buffalo game. Buffalo is at home in this one. Indy is the playoff game last year with Phillip Rivers at the quarterback spot. They've got to run the football with Carson Wentz to have success, and I think they can with Jonathan Taylor and get the one-on-one matchups with Michael Pittman Jr. And if that is the case, then the Indianapolis Colts win this game.
Feels like this will be a closer game than seven. All right, next up, Dallas. This is the game Key wanted to talk about. Cowboys at Chiefs. Chiefs being at home, laying 2.5 with the over-under of 56 in this one, Joe. What do you think?
It's been sitting at 2.5 all week. There hasn't been any movement, which is very interesting because you're wondering if there's going to be enough Kansas City money to get it to 3, then you would watch a lot of people jump on Dallas to get that full field goal while playing on the road. Conversely, you know, what do we make of the Kansas City Chiefs? They're off that blowout win against the Raiders, but how much weight do we want to put on that, right? Recency bias is a very real thing that we have to be careful of. We have to forget some of these results, and we got to be able to look at the totality of what's been produced this season. Dallas has been very, very good throughout the course of the entire year, right? They had one bad game where they laid an egg against Denver, and they came back and smashed the Falcons the following week. I'm not buying into Kansas City because of this little winning streak right now. I know some people are trying to say they're back. You beat up on the Raiders, who we talked about earlier, on the verge of implosion. The week before that, you beat a Aaron Rodgers-less Green Bay team. That was it. That game was in Kansas City, and you still didn't cover the spread. And then the week before that, you hosted the Giants on Monday Night Football, who were, again, ravaged by COVID, and you couldn't take advantage of that situation either. You won, but you didn't cover the spread. So I'm not necessarily buying into Kansas City just yet. I like the spot for the Cowboys.
I'm going to buy into Kansas City. I think Kansas City has found their groove against the Raiders, and they will continue to try and assault unleash on the Dallas Cowboys secondary. I know when you look at it, Diggs is back there. People feel good about those 8 interceptions. But the one thing with him, double moves always get him. And the one thing that Tyreek Hill can do, he can double move you and go. So I like Kansas City in this one. I think Dallas, it'll be a close one. Dallas will still be my favorite to go to the Super Bowl out of the NFC, even if they lose to Kansas City.
All right, Joe, give us some final thoughts on this weekend. Let's go, baby. Porter Crawford.
Oh, Porter Crawford. All right, I'm glad we're talking about this. So I went and I saw Max on set yesterday. I'm looking forward to the fight Saturday night. To me, personally, this is the best thing about living in Las Vegas. So Terrence Crawford is a monster favorite here, minus 700. No surprise on that one. I'm not going to take the risk of laying minus 700 in a one-on-one event where one big punch can end everything, right? Sean Porter is an aggressive fighter. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bet Crawford wins this fight by KO, TKO, or DQ. Essentially, he needs to win by stoppage. Don't get to the cards. And that's plus 160. So rather than risk $700 to win $100, I'm risking $100 to win $160. The catch is, if Crawford wins a decision or loses the fight, I lose the bet. Porter, as I just mentioned, very aggressive fighter. Loves to come forward. He is going to be willing to take some shots in order to give some shots. This is the best fighter he's ever gone against in Terrence Crawford. Orthodox, southpaw, he can switch it up on you. He's a master tactician. I think what happens is he's going to frustrate Porter early. Porter's going to get ultra aggressive late trying to win the fight with one big shot, and he's going to get caught as a result. So I would play Crawford to win by stoppage at plus 160.
All right, Crawford for the win. All right, it's time now for House Money delivered by FanDuel. Evan, Tell us where all the guys stand.
Yeah, not a great week, guys. Oh. Everybody lost money. Key lost $114.50.
Wow!
$75 on the Ravens to cover, $75 on the Rams to cover. He did win $35.50 back on New England on the money line. Jay lost almost $21. $20.90 Jay lost. Max lost $15.90. Joe lost $6. So Joe has taken the lead now. He's at $110.70. Key is next at $98.07. Jay, after that, $89.05, followed by Max at $87.81. So that's where everybody stands. I have Max's picks, so I'm just going to read them now, and then you guys can go. Max is taking $10 on New England to beat the Falcons on the money line, $10 Bengals over Raiders on the money line, $10 Green Bay to cover against Minnesota, and $10 Cincinnati to cover against the Raiders. Joe, you're up.
All right, three bets this week. Standard betting, lay $5.50 to try and win $5, right? Risk $5.50 to try and win $5. Game number one is going to be under 49 points in the Packers-Vikings game for a lot of the reasons we laid out earlier. Minnesota at home versus on the road, the defensive splits, giving up just 17 points per game at home. I trust them to get some stops against Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay. They don't need to get a lot. They just need to get some. This is a relatively high total. Everyone always talks about Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. The two are synonymous. Look at what the Packer defense has done so far this season. Third in scoring D. Third in opponent yard per play. Last seven games, they're giving up just 13 points per game. And offensively, they're dead last in pace. They're not exactly flying up and down the field. This game has all the makings of an under. Money's coming in on the under. Packers-Vikings under 49 total points. Game number two, Dallas plus 2.5 at Kansas City. I'm not buying into Kansas City's recent winning streak. I laid out all the reasons just a few moments ago. The Chiefs have only covered the spread once in those last three games. Their history against the spread going back to last season has been abysmal. They've been a money pit. They still rank 30th in opponent yards per play, 30th in turnover differential, 17th in penalties per game. Cowboys 4-0 against the spread on the road this season, and they're beating the closing number by an average of 6.1 points per game. They're not winning by 6 points per game. They're beating the spread by 6 points per game. That is incredible. And then number three, Cincinnati and Las Vegas, over 49.5 total points in that game. I think the Bengal offense is going to be able to torch what the Raiders are trying to do defensively right now. And in an effort to try to keep up, it's going to turn into a shootout. Carr and the Raiders are going to have to throw the ball all over the lot. This game has overwritten all over it to me. So to recap, Dallas plus 2.5, Packers, Vikings under 49, Bengals, Raiders over 49.5. Risk 550 to win 5 on all three.
I'm going to spend all $98 and whatever change I have
woo-hoo
on the Raiders to beat the Bengals.
Oh my God.
Of all the options out there, that's
the one that you went. That's the surefire one, huh?
Woo.
That's key knowing I got to go home. So
casino's closing.
I got to go home, right?
If I got $10 on the Cowboys to beat the spread versus the Chiefs, and I have $5 on the Bills, the cover versus the Colts.
Pushing it all to the center.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
What's your motivation?
The Raiders are going to win.
You just believe that.
I know they're going to win. I've seen these Bengals.
He's quadrupling down on the Raiders.
I know who the Bengals are.
You heard how Joe described what he described.
Joe's a professional?
Yeah.
And I'm not.
And we'll leave it at that. Joe, great stuff as always. Thanks so much. All the best. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Appreciate you,
Joe. Pleasure,
Joe.
Gentlemen. Thanks so much. Have a great Thanksgiving
corn
as well.
Cornmeal.
Yeah, I'm changing the menu this year. My wife, turkey's out. Cornmeal. Cornmeal.
Catfish.
What? Catfish?
Catfish. Yeah, yeah,
that should go over
fried
well.
Catfish.
That should go over well.
Oh,
looking
sure
forward to it.
House will smell great, too.
See you, boys.
That's House Money. Get your first bet risk-free when you sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook using promo code KJM. Did you really put all your money in?
Yeah.
Like you just trying to get out of the game?
No, I'm going to win.
Have you put all your money on one game before? Is that common for you?
No, I put a lot of money on a lot of games.
You just, yeah, you play.
Yeah, the Ravens, they messed me over. The Ravens got me. Who else got me, Evan?
Oh, that game, yeah, that Thursday game.
The Ravens got me.
The Rams. You bet
the
Rams on the Rams and the 49ers.
Seriously? Yeah, the Rams 49ers, they got me.
But you go money line or spread on that one?
I don't remember. I lost. That's all I know.
He certainly
but
did.
New England
spread. He laid the points.
Yeah, okay.
But the New England Patriots, they did their thing. Mm-hmm. Should have just put everything on them.
See, that's where I thought you were going to go.
No, I know the Raiders. I know the Raiders.
You know what's going on there?
Yeah, they cool. They all right. Don't worry about me. I got this.
Okay. We'll have to check in next week and find out if you do know this. And coming up next, a former college football player who's won multiple championships in another sport joins us next. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, ESPN Radio, and Sirius XM, Channel 80.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Welcome back. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Key, what do you have against beer battered, you know, like cod or, you know,
I mean, cod is fine. Cod?
Yeah, cod.
Beer battered like cod is fine. Oh, yeah. Not catfish.
So it's all right. So it's strictly just the catfish.
Catfish.
Because you were saying beer battered like it's disgusting.
No. Catfish.
And then we brought up fish and chips, and you're like, who eats that?
No, fish and chips.
And I got offended. I'm part Irish.
With the malt vinegar deal and all that.
What's
I get
wrong with
it.
That?
That's on you. When I fry my fish, I want it in cornmeal, though.
That's on you.
I'm not eating fish and chips. Fish sticks from what was it, Vandy Camp.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're ordering fish and chips from Vandy.
Something wrong with me right now?
If you're getting it from Vandy Camp, so you're going like, you know, if you're going to a chain to get that, yeah, that's a little something different. Yeah, but no, if you're going to an authentic Irish pub, here in this city.
No, that's good, though, if
delicious.
You're doing that. No, that's different, but you can't fry catfish in beer batter. It's just a no.
Okay, I didn't realize that's what we were talking about.
And it actually is so funny. I got it. Somebody text me.
Of course you did.
No, somebody text me. Mm-hmm. They go, by the way, if there's a fresh fruit anywhere near my turkey dinner, I'm leaving. Can't spell cranberry without can.
Exactly.
I'll buy that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll buy that.
Yeah.
I don't need you making that effort. Just get the can, open the can,
yes.
Plop it out, slice it up, put it on the tray. We're good.
No, I'm good. But that's, you know, that's part of Thanksgiving.
You're a week away.
Yeah. Oh, I'll start preparing. Let me see, Thursday. I'll start preparing Tuesday.
Yeah, you're a foodie, so you must
we're going to throw down two, start doing everything on Tuesday.
Jay, are you hosting this year? Do you host?
I think we're going to go have it with my family in North Carolina.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to go down and bring the kids down there.
Make the trip. Parents. Okay.
Yeah. So my mom is going to get in her bag, which I very much look forward to because I could just watch football and relax with my dad.
Wow. All right. So. So you're off the hook. You don't have to bring anything really.
I'm not Chef Key. You know what I mean? Key beginning. I'm not that dude. I'd rather be with the guys playing spades, watching football, kicking it, talking trash to everybody on the
block. I don't think the people I'm going to be having Thanksgiving with even know what spades are. So
yeah, they will not be playing spades.
Yeah, they will not be playing spades, I'm sorry to say.
We're playing Uno, everybody.
Yes, it would be. Yes,
Keyshawn, J. Will,
that
Max,
would be probably correct.
Presented by Progressive Insurance.
Or cornhole, tossing arms, yes, and things of that nature.
Well, getting ready for WWE Survivor Series this weekend, and WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Roman. How are we doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, man. Good morning, guys.
All right,
Roman, so I got to ask you, brother, who is a better wide receiver?
We're going there.
Your former teammate, Calvin Johnson, or our own Keyshawn Johnson?
You're going to really put me on the spot here. I mean,
hey, Roman, I'm going to help you out.
Hey.
I'm going to help you out. Calvin Johnson was okay. A better wide receiver. That's easy. Now move on to the WWE force.
You don't even want to go into discussion about it.
No, because it's ridiculous to ask the man to go against his teammate.
Well, why?
It's I'm ridiculous. With you on that.
I agree 1,000%. Yeah,
but if I'm out here, Roman, you can handle pressure. Course, I've seen you work on the big stage.
Of course that would come from Jason Williams.
Actually, it came from Evan.
Cool in the kitchen right here, man. But again. Keyshawn, you're number one, right? You're number one.
Every team
correct?
I ever played on.
Looks like he's number two on this question.
I mean, two great competitors, two great athletes. I don't think you can ask for much more. Two Hall of Fame wide receivers right there.
Do you have? Don't come up here being politically correct, Roman. We don't need that.
Well, no. But what I love what we love are stories, though. So obviously, do you have any great stories? Any Calvin Johnson stories? Any even a memory where you were like, that dude's the truth? Like anything that stood out to you or that you remember?
Calvin's just one of those dudes, man. He's so humble. He's so, well-mannered and just quiet by nature. But, I mean, on the field, he was a dog, man. I mean, from the get-go, before he was even a freshman, he came in early and was doing some spring workouts with us and stuff. And, you know, we're down there. There's no pads. This is not even shells. We're just kind of, it's like a pass scale for them, and the offense and defensive lines are just walking through, and we start watching him, and I mean, he's just going in on these guys from day one, and he might have been 18 years old at the time, and that's how he was. I mean, you see a lot of those highlights with him in the games, but he was doing this stuff on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, at practice, to the point where, like, the coaches had to tell him, like, you don't have to dive for every ball in practice. Potentially could get hurt, but that's just the type of competitor he was. He wanted to be on an elite level at all times and showcased every single day.
Roman, you getting ready to fight in this WWE Champion Big E Survivor Series. Like, what am I looking for? Like, what should I expect? Are we getting some top rope, superfly, snooker type stuff going?
Well, unfortunately, we're both heavyweights, so I don't do too much of that top rope stuff. Big E, he might be the one that has to go up because he's dealing with me. But man, we're both former Division I athletes. He played at Iowa, I played at Georgia Tech. Both former defensive tackles. Big E is actually one of the strongest human beings I've ever met in my entire life. We go all the way back to WWE's developmental days. Back in, 2010, 2011, the guy, I was actually his spot. You can find it on YouTube. I was his spotter. He raw benched 575 pounds, I believe, that day. So he's a very special athlete. And if you just look at him, you're going to be like, oh yeah, this dude's a freak. And my resume speaks for itself. Multi-time WWE champion. I've been on a tear for over a year now. I don't think I've been pinned since like 2018 or something like that. So, I mean, I've just been dominating these dudes for some time now, even before I came back this past SummerSlam. So, my resume speaks for itself. The work I'm doing is unprecedented. I'm really trying to push into that greatest of all time within WWE, and that's squared circle now.
Roman, you've also been in a feud with Brock Lesnar recently. Where does that stack up among the athletes in professional wrestling today?
Oh, Brock's going to always be, I mean, from just a pure athletic standpoint, the way I just talked about Big E and that bench press and that type of strength, that's how Brock is with humans, and you guys can, I guarantee you understand this, because sometimes, you'll have those workout warriors, those guys who are super strong in the weight room, but when they get on the field, it does not translate. They can move a barbell, but they can't move humans. And Brock Lesnar is like a professional human mover. The guy can throw just about everybody out the club. It's ridiculous. I mean, I've heard stories all the way back, maybe a decade ago, when he was in his first run with the WWE before he went to the UFC. He was throwing around the Big Show, and the Big Show's a 500-pound giant. And, I mean, completely German suit, throwing him on his head at will. So, Brock has to be one of the more impressive athletes I've ever been around. But that's how it is, man. I mean, when you've played Division I college football, when you floated around the NFL and you've seen, you know, these elite athletes, the WWE is no different, because a lot of us are former football players. A lot of us are former Division I athletes or professional athletes. So it's a wide range of specimens for sure.
Roman Reigns joining us right now on the Goodyear Hotline WWE Survivor Series this weekend, Sunday night at Barclays Center. And it's also the 25th anniversary of The Rock's debut. You talk about wanting to be one of the greatest of all time, to known as one of the greats of all time. How much would you like to wrestle him? And what would you say to him to get him to come back and do that?
You know, I don't think I have to necessarily say much. I think that body of work, and I think the competitive nature that we all have within WWE, or anyone who's ever stepped foot in a WWE ring, it's just a battle to be on top of the mountain. And that's, I mean, it's like the ultimate alpha male showcasing of who, you know, who's going to be the big shark in the tank. So I think with everything that I've done, with where I've pushed this persona and the character work, and my claim, my rightful claim at the head of this table, us being very close and my family, I don't think there's, there's any other choice. If he ever wanted to get back in the WWE ring, I'm definitely the guy that he's going to want to be facing off against. But that's just how our family is, man. We have a very special bloodline, a very unique family business. A lot of, families, they bicker and they argue, and that's just nature, right? But we have a very cool opportunity. Anytime we, if we have a difference to settle, we get to do it on a global platform in the WWE, in a ring, and possibly with a championship on the line. So, I mean, if we need to settle differences, we have a very unique way of doing it.
Yeah, it's a cool way to describe it, too. It's like a teammate's almost in a way. Hey, earlier this week, you received an award for work through your years with Make-A-Wish. What did that mean?
The Chris Gracious Award with Make-A-Wish is probably the coolest accolade I've ever achieved. It's weird to even call it an accolade or an award, you know what I mean? Because it's an award, just to be able to meet these little heroes and these little warriors. And it's strange because, to have that type of impact on somebody is such a great opportunity. It's such a blessing. But really, I mean, I think they make the most impact on us. You know, we're lucky enough to be in a position to, for someone to want to meet us and have that effect and change their day and brighten up their day. But I mean, I really feel like they have the biggest impact on someone like myself, someone who's portraying a hero, someone who's portrayed as a superstar on TV, to really be able to go out in real life and meet people who, are going through that daily adversity, who have to climb that hill every single day. And they're so young too. It's not like, when you're dealing with Make-A-Wish and you're getting the opportunity to meet these children, they're not adults who, have lived some life. These children have faced this adversity at such a young age. So to be so resilient and to be so thick-skinned and so, emotionally tough to be able to go through this, it's incredible to be able to meet them. And it's just a pleasure and an honor.
Yeah, it brings real meaning to everything that you're doing, right? No doubt about that. Hey, Roman, this was great. A lot of fun to talk to you. Thanks so much. All the best at Survivor Series.
Good luck, my man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you for having me, man.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
See, right now, yeah. When you start talking about Thanksgiving and stuff like that, this is going to be playing. While you still, you know what I'm saying, you winding down, the sun is setting, people full, they laying around, family members arguing because they've been drinking too long, they arguing about football, they arguing about what happened 15 years ago,
how you beat them out of this. I can't have this playing during Thanksgiving, man.
All that.
You can have this playing during Thanksgiving?
Absolutely, because you're
going to
play.
Music
you're going
to
play all that R&B, you're going to have all that. Yates, get him. You better get him, Yates. Bring him back home, man.
It's a fact, though.
You got to bring him home with us. You going to have that, Jay?
All the classics.
Because you're going to have all the classics. You're going to have Frankie Beverly classics. And Maze. You're going to have all that. It's going to be arguments going on in the backyard, everything.
Yeah. Like, this is the scene in the movie where it's just the drone cameras going around the yard, and you're seeing, like, there's conversations. Some are happy, some are sad, you know. Some are reminiscent, some
all
are
that.
Laughing. Somebody's
all
playing Uno.
Oh, man, you're going to be talking about moms, what happened to what she used to do. Oh, I wish my mom was here. And on top of that, I'm going to be eating some cold hot water cornbread because I done ate the hot ones earlier, and I'm hungry again.
Some more.
So now I want some more.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to mess them up with that hot water cornbread this year. I ain't never brought it to y'all.
I think my favorite experience was always Fridays. But it's like anytime Yates gets on the ones and twos, it's like you come here for the sports takes, but you stay for the music.
And we got good sports takes. A lot of good sports takes.
We have better music.
We got the great things that went on.
Way better
music.
The
Milwaukee Bucks over the Lakers. And how Giannis just dominated Anthony Davis and the rest of my team.
LeBron's coming to save the day on Friday. I mean, is that the deal? Tomorrow he'll be in the lineup 50-50, they're saying, in the lineup against the Celtics.
50-50 opportunity and a chance.
Okay. But, I mean, the Bucks are still under 500. They haven't had a great start to the season.
16 games.
Come on, man.
In,
they've had dudes out. I mean, the Lakers have had dudes out too, but key.
16 games.
What's the issue with the Lakers, Jay?
Frank Vogel sometimes, I'm telling you, watching Lakers games, it'd be leaving me scratching my head. Like, I don't know why last night it took him so long to go into a zone because it kept switching. Like, you kept having Rondo and Wayne Ellington on switches, guard Giannis. I'm like, when are y'all going to stop switching? Like, it wasn't AD getting roasted last night. AD kept getting screened. And then it just seems like sometimes they just complain all the time. Like, AD got fouled a couple times. He should have went to the free throw line, which I give him credit for on that. But it's like they look for the call more so than they look just to play and go. You know, there's some – it's interesting
maybe they watching. Maybe they were switching on their own, and maybe it wasn't because of the coach. Maybe they were switching
on their own. I can go deeper, Key, with some of the lineups now. Some of the rotations don't be looking right. Yates?
Man, that fourth quarter, start the fourth quarter, all the guys on the bench, AD, Melo and them, like, what are we doing there? We're in striking distance. I'm confused.
Yeah, we were in striking distance. We closed the gap real quick, and I think we was within four, right? Was it four we was within?
You were close.
But then we tied it up 81-81. I think we might have tied it up 81-81, if I'm not mistaken.
But my point is just the rotations, man. Some of that stuff, I'm like – it just has me questioning it. It's like, y'all need LeBron to come back. That's not for his play, but for his coaching, too.
Well, he was coaching. He'd be coaching. LeBron be coaching on the sideline. It'd be so funny.
Is he not arguably the head coach?
No.
Frank is more of like the coordinator.
Coach, man. Y'all need to stop.
No. Well,
get that man
the respect. Lead voice.
Get that man respect, man. That dude's the head coach.
Tom Brady. He makes so many audibles like throughout the course of the game. Key, I've seen it. I've seen LeBron come into a timeout and be like, nah, we're going to do this. I've seen him do it.
Well, I mean.
It's look, managing a lot of alphas that on that roster, too.
We'll
man.
Be fine. Y'all don't worry about us. Talk
all
about
right, tell
the
me
Knicks.
Why. No.
Worry about the Knicks.
Tell me why.
16 games in the damn season.
All right, tell me why.
Because
this will
16
work.
Games in the season, and it will work.
Why?
LeBron is out and hurt. We've had other people banged up. We finally got Tucker back, right? And who else? Rondo finally came back. Mm-hmm. We'll be fine, man. Leave me alone.
But you're not
We're still waiting for Kendrick Nunn. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know.
Trevor Ariza still waiting for Trevor.
Trevor Ariza. Because Trevor Ariza going to give you some hustle.
The last OG.
Not Tracy Morgan. He's going to give you some hustle. And then.
Some hustle.
And mm-hmm. by the time the trade deadline comes around, we might spend some stuff up, package it around, boom, well, you slide some, get something else.
I tell you
now,
what.
You're going to stop recruiting J.J. Redick inside the studio every day.
You know he's been doing that, right?
I've been seeing you do it. Oh, I see him every day.
I said trade.
No. But you yesterday brought this up, and I know you're going to keep doing it every time you see him. J.J. Redick, you know, J.J., we could use some shooting.
No, I ain't told him nothing. He already know what time it is. He knows the way I feel about his hit rock that he knocks down and what we need. We need one of them.
Yeah.
You just say, hit rock?
Yeah, hit rock. That's what I call it. Bottom of the net, hit rock.
What is that? That ain't no basketball term. What?
On the West Coast, it is. That's what it is.
Hit rock is basketball terminology.
Yeah,
on the
West Coast.
West
Coast. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Jay, you hit him with the puck.
Yeah, that's what
I've
we
never
say.
Heard. I've never heard the terminology.
You better stay
hit
in
rock.
New Jersey.
That's
I play
basketball worldwide, son. I'm just trying to tell you.
Hits it in the puck.
Hit rock. Ain't no hooping terminology.
Hits it in the puck.
I ain't never heard that across the world where I play.
He got hit rock, man. That's what he got.
So you get this man.
You're goalie, and he hits it in the puck.
Hits it in
the goalie.
On the hip rock.
Didn't
they just build a new arena, the Rangers?
The who?
The Rangers.
The Islanders. They're opening it this weekend.
You going? There's UBS a train arena. That goes right through it or something, right?
Not through it. It's by a racetrack.
Yeah. I just saw it.
Opens. It's been a long time coming.
Thought about you and Damon Woody at the Rangers.
We're going to be there, and Chris Candy and Bart Scott. We're going to be there and celebrate the Islanders being the only team in New York that has a chance to win a championship this year. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.